Now, will you please welcome Clara Payard, who is president of PCS Culture Group.
Hello, everybody, and I'm bringing solidarity from my union PCS, but in particular from arts and culture workers who work in the theatres and the museums and the libraries. We've got a good presence. We've been working with comrades from the other unions like BECTU to support the school strikers on the 20th of September, where we had a lot of culture workers joining in. And climate is not something new for us in museums and galleries, because while we've been fighting against privatization in this new national institution at the National Gallery 5 years ago, this gallery was also sponsored by Shell. While we've been fighting zero house contract at the Tate galleries, we've also been fighting the sponsorship of BP. While we are trying to give a voice to agency workers at the British Museum, we are fighting against the sponsorship of BP of these big institutions. There are some links between trade union struggles and climate struggles. This is about social justice. This is about climate justice. And what we know is the richer are profiting from this climate crisis.
Yes.
They are the ones who created it. It wasn't the poorest country in the world who created that crisis. It was the capitalist countries of the West. And now, who's paying the price? It's the poorest across the global south that are already seeing the massive impact of climate change. So the key in our struggle is solidarity and working together. I'm proud that my union PCS have a long track record of supporting climate action, but not just lobbying and protesting, but also supporting direct action, like EXA have been carrying out, but also the comrades around the fracking camps have done for years. So it's time that every trade unionist is now going back to their workplace and make the case for climate action together and bringing that solidarity. So good luck today with the rain, but we are here and we continue fighting together.
Well done.